The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and what do you do about the establishment? Donald Trump, he's mad about it. He's written an editorial for the Wall Street Journal asking Americans a question, asking them, you know, how's the system working out for you and your family? I think that's a pretty good question. By no means am I a Donald Trump fan, but I do agree with you, Mark, that, you know, he has been screwed over, it seems like. The Colorado caucus, the Republican caucus, was canceled. The Colorado
was canceled, like, significantly before he came
in August of last year.
He can't really claim it was canceled because of him.
That's right.
But he can claim that the people of Colorado, the Republicans of Colorado, didn't have their voice heard. And the question he's asked,
the party executives had their voice heard.
America, how is your political process going? Because you're told that you've got a democracy, you've got a government of the people, by the people, for the people. They're really specific in their government schools about telling you how much the government is you. However, then once you, who aren't in the government, are told how you're going to vote, for whom you're going to vote, where you're going to vote, and all this other stuff, pretty soon you get to the, you give it to be an adult, and you realize, hey, I think somebody up there is telling me lies.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take it doesn't take too much of a brain to realize that this whole thing is rigged and screwed.
All right. And Trump, I mean, come on. We already know that most people know the answer to this question. The system sucks. And most people know that. They know they're not, unless they're benefiting directly from it, they know that it sucks. It's
right.
Taking away their livelihood. It's taking away their freedom. It's destroying freedom around the world. And, you know, some people like some things about the system, but for the most part, you're the victim of this system.
Right.
You are its serf.
And Republicans love to talk about how Democrats rig the elections and that kind of thing. It's a pastime of Republicans. They just love to do it. They love to correct people that we don't live in a democracy, we live in a republic, and after they've got everybody on board with that one, then they love to tell them about how Democrats have dead people vote. And I'm not saying that that's not true or true. There's certainly evidence on both sides for that debate. You get to pick. But these are Republican nominations. No Democrats are voting in
this.
That's
true.
Democrats aren't rigging your nomination process, Republicans. That's Republicans that are rigging it.
Yeah, and it's nothing new. It happened to the Ron Paul campaigns in 2008 and 2012. And, you know, here it's just happening to more people. So it's going to disenfranchise people. But from what we've heard so far, no one really knows what to do about it. And Robert in Nevada had said right before we went to the news there that he thinks the solution is to create a new establishment. And I wanted to hear more about what you meant by that, Robert, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, culture tends to copy or follow technology. Culture is a way of making up for the deficits of what people are capable of doing. They set up establishments, party politics. The parties are doing exactly what they're meant to do. They're meant to support their values, the people in power within those parties. And so it's no wonder that anyone who challenges the party's established politics is going to be swimming uphill. You know, so essentially what I think is going to happen, and it's going to be long term. It's not going to be overnight. This election coming up, I don't see anyone anti-establishment. I think it's a waste of time, even though I personally like Bernie Sanders just because he's a lot more socially oriented as far as rights and personal rights and things like that. He's still establishment. You know, all of the candidates are establishment.
He's also not going to get anything done. I mean, if he goes in, he's going to go in with Republicans in both of the houses, and he's just going to essentially be an extension of the Obama administration.
But what is
in that
it?
Way.
Exactly. You were talking about a decentralized currency. Are you saying that somehow Bitcoin is going to lead to a new establishment in Washington, D.C.? I don't believe it.
No, not Washington, D.C., the world. Remember, this is not a U.S. currency. This isn't a nationalistic centralized currency controlled by a federal bank. This is a world currency. So you're talking about a communications network, a currency which will control.
Oh, I love Bitcoin. Let me make it clear. I'm a huge Bitcoin fan. I do, you know, I work with Bitcoin every day in my life.
And Free Talk Live is credited by Gavin Andreessen, the head developer, and Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, as having put Bitcoin into the stratosphere.
But I don't see Bitcoin creating a new establishment. It's a workaround. It's a way to avoid the establishment. It's a way to protect your money and protect your business to some extent from the predations of the state. But I don't see the state.
For the short term. For the short term. I'm talking long term, okay? Now, I'm a fan of the Pirate Party myself. If I was in Sweden or in Europe, I mean, they're doing awesome right now. They're even thinking now that the Icelandic government is having trouble. Even Democracy Now went ahead and interviewed the head of the Pirate Party there. They're about reestablishing politics in the formation of the Internet, okay? And the former head, Rick Falkinga, who started the Swedish political Pirate Party, he was on London Real about like 2 or 3 years ago. That's a video podcast that is out of London. And in depth, he talked about what his predictions were for Bitcoin. And he said that the market cap for Bitcoin, if his calculations are correct, looking at the assets of the world and if everyone adopts it, whether it's Bitcoin itself or another kind of currency, is going to market cap somewhere in the low millions, which means that anyone that invested or mined Bitcoin in the very early years will become the new oil barons.
And you're saying that then these new Bitcoin billionaires will be the ones who are wielding power and influence in places like D.C.? All right, it's an interesting prediction, Robert.
We're talking about the nerds. We're talking about the nerds, the geeks, the people that...
And they do tend to be libertarian. Yeah, that's certainly true. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, it is a decentralized currency, and it is taking the world by storm to some extent. You can go to Bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is the place to go.
Great website to get started and kind of learn the basics about Bitcoin. Get your first Bitcoin wallet. They're free, and it's super easy to get started. So once again, that's Bitcoin.com. What do you think of his proposal there, though, Mark?
I'm not entirely convinced that Bitcoin is going to be the cryptocurrency that takes over.
There's some struggles behind the scenes with Bitcoin right now.
Right, and I would love to see those hashed out if they are taken care of with relative expedience. Then I think that there's a much better chance. But right now there's some power struggles going on.
So you're saying that some other cryptocurrency could take the lead, but
Ethereum
just
could.
Let's replace Bitcoin with cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
The idea of a decentralized marketplace or money that is not tied to a state or a bank.
Yeah, I think that people are going to adopt these things. So there's an incredible push. Government currencies are devalued, and people understand that. I just had a conversation with the checkout clerk at the local grocery store about the American 1 cent piece, the penny. It costs 2.7 cents to create a 1 cent piece.
That's insane.
Asininity do we have going on in our country where we spend 2.7 cents to create a 1 cent piece? The one job. You have one job, U.S. Mint, and you can't do it right. I'm sorry. The monetary system of the United States, and thus the world, since the U.S. dollar is the world reserve currency, the world's monetary system is broken, and it's broken worse than the U.S. electorate system. And I don't hear Trump out there talking about how to fix it. I don't hear Cruz out there talking about how to fix it, and I certainly don't trust him and his Goldman Sachs wife to do it. No, I think that absolutely these dinosaurs die because they can't compete. They can't compete against the little rat running around and eating their eggs.
Well, the nice thing about the government from their perspective is they don't have to compete. They've got guns and they'll point them at people as long as they possibly can.
There have been governments throughout the millennium, my friend, that had the very best weapons that money could buy, and they always, and they continually fail.
Oh, no doubt. It will fail, and it will fall. The U.S. government will fall, as all governments have over time. The question is when. You know, is it going to be next year, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, in our lifetime at all? This one's been going on for quite a while compared to a lot of governments.
This isn't about government. This is about communication. Money is a communication tool. That's what economics is. It's the study of humans' values and communication. The Internet was the most, the biggest world-changing communication tool. Bitcoin sprung out of the internet. Governments can't do anything about this.
Well, that much is true. I do want to see the government come to an end. I just want it to be as peaceful of an end
as
possible.
Well, I don't want government to go away.
The state, I would like to see that go away. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
It is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up what's on your mind. You can also talk to us about the establishment and what to do about it, because it's pretty established and doesn't seem like they're going anywhere. Even somebody like Donald Trump, who's got, you know, $1 billion or whatever, he's got a lot of money that he can spend on his own campaign. Even somebody who's got the money to compete and is trying to compete is being shut out as often as the system can shut him out. He's upset about it, obviously. He's written an editorial piece at the Wall Street Journal asking Americans a question: how has the system been working out for you and your family? And I think most people already realize that the system sucks, and they're frustrated by it. And that's what Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are pandering towards. They're pandering towards that frustration.
And riding that wave to some extent. I mean,
yeah,
pandering, I don't know, maybe.
Well, I think it's pandering because they're just people in search of power, Mark. That's all these people are. They're not that different from Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz, really. They're just smart enough to know that there's a constituency out there for the message of, down with the establishment! I want to be part of it! You know, that's what they're essentially doing.
You don't think that, I think there's a difference between Sanders and Clinton in that he doesn't seem to care as much about the trappings of money and power as most politicians or Clinton.
He doesn't seem to, but he's just been the Vermont senator for a while, right. And prior to that, a representative from Vermont, I believe.
I mean, a senator is a pretty elite club.
I saw something where he's driving some fancy car, so he's got some fancy car. You know, he seems to like money just fine when it's in his pocket.
I'm just saying that he has the opportunity to take the speeches, to take the big money, to get the big speeches and do and, you know, get the huge donations from the big companies. And he doesn't do that.
OK.
And
so that's because he's pandering towards the people who, you know, see value in that. The people who want to see this anti-establishment candidate get up there and stick it to the man. But they just want to become the man. That's all these people are looking for. Don't be fooled by it, man. You should know better than this. These candidates just want to control your life. All of them do. Somebody called earlier saying Bernie Sanders respects rights. No, he doesn't. He won't respect your right to your property if he gets in control. He'll put you in a jail cell, just like all the rest of these candidates will, if you don't do what he says. That's what governments do. So, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Look, I'm not a defeatist. It's not that I don't have some ideas here. I just don't see the establishment ever changing until it all crumbles. You know, usually when it comes to other governments around the world, there's some sort of violent uprising that ends up leading to the crumbling. I don't support violence. And I know that at some point this one's going to eat itself alive and it will end up failing. Just the question
spend
is,
itself into insolvency.
Yeah, the question is, when is that going to happen? And I think in the meantime, the best solution, if you want to know what I think the solution is to secede, to decentralize power as much as possible. If you want to put money and time into something, don't put money and time into some national political campaign. You might as well just throw it down a rat hole. If you want to see the possibility of something changing, if one state can secede from the United States, that could bring more secession. That would bring more decentralization of power. It would mean that the highest level of power would be your state government instead of this overarching national government. I realize that seems impossible to have secession happen, but it seems more possible to me than taking over the Republican or the Democratic parties. Let's go on here with your calls and thoughts. We've got, I believe, Ryan is listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, tuned to WIBC-FM.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Ryan.
So I've got all these thoughts. I'm going to try to solidify this into one, but basically you're right. The states, I think the people need to be educated on the local level and get – I don't think this is anything that's going to happen soon. Because you got to educate the people because I think a lot of the people have been brainwashed by the media and the colleges. And you got the lobbyists that are controlling a lot of the interest of the government. So there's a thing called the state convention where 2/3 majority of the states have the power to overturn the federal government and decide how the country can be ran.
You talking about a constitutional convention?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I just know it's 2/3 majority of the states. If they all vote on the same thing, they can overturn the federal government.
Well, a constitutional convention proposes changes to the states, and then if two-thirds of the states vote on those changes, then you would have additions to the Constitution, changes to the amendments to the Constitution, essentially.
And don't two-thirds of the states have to vote to enter into that in the first place?
I don't know. I mean, I guess not. You could just have a constitutional convention and propose the changes, and the states could have them. I couldn't tell you how the constitutional convention goes exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the states have the power, though. I think the founding fathers put that power in the states, that the federal government became too tyrannical, you know? And I think that, I don't know that it's ever been done, but if you see that both parties are getting too powerful and they're have the same, you know, they're on the same trying to take control of more of the states and taking those freedoms away from the people. I mean, it's one of those things that's, I think, is looked at.
Well, there are people who've called this show to say that there are actually enough states who are calling for this constitutional convention right now to where it is supposed to happen, but for whatever reason, it hasn't happened. And maybe that's, once again, the establishment is protecting itself.
Yeah, I think the thing is, people need to be educated more on a local level, like what you guys are doing, and it needs to spread so that people can vote the right people into the state government to be able to do this.
Thank you, Ryan, for your call. I appreciate it. Thanks,
Article
Ryan.
5 right here. I was a little wrong. You know, don't take me as your constitutional scholar. I probably know more than most, but I can only do my best. The Congress, whenever two-thirds of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to the Constitution.
Right.
Or, on the application of the legislatures of two-thirds of the several states, they can call a convention proposing amendments, which in either case shall valid to all intents and purposes as part of this Constitution when ratified by the legislatures of three-fourths of the several states.
Ah, so two-thirds call for it,
and then three-fourths ratify. Yeah.
Got it. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts.
I'd like to see term limits on that one and a tax cap and a variety of things.
Johnny's in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, you guys.
Yes,
just a couple brief things. You know, the gentleman was just talking about how, you know, we need to be more educated on a local level. I think people need to take, and he's right, we need to take less time on Facebook and more time focusing on the direction of our country. But what I think it boils down to is, when it comes to the candidates, you know, do they have values? Do they have moral values? Do their values parallel my own? And, you know,
Well, yes, they have values, but no, they do not have moral values because they're willing to use aggressive violence against peaceful people, and I consider that to be immoral.
My question is, why is it that we use the Electoral College for our presidential election? And from my understanding, nobody else uses it. And we only use it for our presidential election process.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no other country uses it, and we only use this for our presidential election process. Maybe I'm ignorant to why we do that.
I think it was the concern the founding fathers had for the peasantry, the hoi polloi.
Johnny, thanks for your call tonight, man. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What do you do about the establishment? Do you have an answer? It's Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's the solution to the problem of the establishment? Somebody said constitutional convention. Well, that requires two-thirds of the establishment to vote for a constitutional convention. Now, there are people who've called this before to say that they believe that over the last several decades or whatever, that there have been two-thirds of the states who've called for this constitutional convention. So what's holding it up? I don't know. Maybe you know more. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show. Skype username's lrn.fm. You know, if you want to help out Free Talk Live and help yourself save big time on your purchases online, go to saveitpurse.com. It's a way for you to spend Bitcoin. We talked about that earlier, this decentralized currency that, you know, the government can't stop, basically. You get Bitcoin and go to saveitpurse.com, and you'll be able to save 20% easily on pretty much anything that you want to buy from Amazon. So you know Amazon. You probably have purchased from them at some point in your life. They've got a huge selection. They are one of the world's largest retailers. And when you go to saveitpurse.com, you save 20%. So you get the same great Amazon experience, you're just saving 20%. So why wouldn't you want to do that? You can actually choose more than 20% if you want to save more. You want to save 30%, 25%, you want to try for 40%, you can do that. It's just it gets a little harder the more you want to save. 20%, I have no problem. Within an hour, somebody's bought whatever item it is I'm looking for. It's awesome. That's been my experience recently. You should try it for yourself. Saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Mark in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT-FM. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
y'all profess to value freedom and liberty. I can't believe that y'all aren't screaming at the top of your lungs about Bernie and Hillary. I mean, Bernie,
what do you mean screaming about it? What do you mean screaming about it?
The man is an absolute socialist, which means an absolute...
So's Ted Cruz and Donald Trump.
Ted Cruz is a constitutionalist. I'm not a big fan of Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump is an absolute idiot. And,
well, they all support socialism, don't they? They all support the state, you know, redistributing wealth to their friends and their buddies and punishing their enemies.
I agree to, you know, yes, absolutely.
So I've attacked every single one of those politicians on the show tonight.
When you start talking about a 70% tax on anybody, that is absolutely outrageous, and there's no way you can possibly begin to
support that.
That's
an aspect
that
of socialism.
Yep. The fact of the matter is the Nazi Party, the National Socialist Party. You want to talk about fascism, you're talking about state control over private enterprise.
And they're all fascists, too.
Well, I mean,
you are trying to make excuses and say everybody's in the same camp. You're going for moral relativism. And you have a solution.
Ian tends to run to ignorance on these topics because he really doesn't have much to say on it. But, yes, he does look at them all the same. I don't look at them the same. I think that Sanders is the least threatening of all these candidates. And I see that
take the freedoms away. A 70% tax.
I know what he wants. Will you listen to me for a moment? He's not going to get crapola put through if he is president. He's going to have a Republican House and likely a pretty close to a Republican Senate. Nothing's going to change.
Those idiots are going to blow it. Nobody can lose better than the Republicans.
I don't know what to tell you about that. I mean, Sanders isn't a danger as president. He's probably a bigger danger as a senator, frankly. So that's why I'm not that concerned about Sanders. Yes, I don't like his policies. I agree with you. But I do like his foreign policy. And frankly, I think I like his foreign policy best among those four people that we've rattled off.
What affects you more in your life? Your economic situation or foreign policy? What affects you more in your life?
I'm a human being, and empathy is important to me. So if a hellfire missile is dropping on some foreign person's house, that matters to me, even if it doesn't affect me.
Well, also, the more hellfire missiles they drop means they're going to have to raise taxes, right? They're going to have to, you know, print more money out. And so more more invasions around the rest of the world mean more economic, or rather less economic freedom for you. But nonetheless, I just want to make it clear, I've attacked all of these candidates on the show here tonight. So as far as screaming about Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, I don't like any of them. And so, you know, that's where I'm coming from on this.
No, it's really kind of pathetic that that's what we have to choose from. But the fact of the matter is, two people are talking about taking up to 70% of, I don't even care if it's a small portion of our population. They want to take 70% of the people. All they've got to do is just start redefining wealthy. Down a little, redefining wealthy down a little, and pretty soon you're going to find yourself as the wealthy one.
Don't think I don't agree with you. As far as I'm concerned, I consider taxation to be theft. Okay? Like every single cent, and I don't care if it's spent on a bullet or spent on a food stamp. Every penny, as far as I'm concerned, is theft.
Hey, don't blame me. I vote Libertarian.
The fact of the matter is, you've got to have a government because government's most essential function is to make sure a worse form of government doesn't come and take its place.
That's what people that support the state say. Now, look, I'm not against government.
I am.
But I do.
I'm against the state.
Right.
This is about taxation. You can't have government without taxation. There's
got to
be...
Good. Get rid of it.
That's why I'm telling you taxation's theft. You can have a governing body. So, for instance, insurance companies, you make a contract with them, you have a governing document, and you contract for services. Yes, you can have services. Any services provided to you by the state can be provided to you by the free market more efficiently.
You are probably right, but the fact of the matter is, if you don't have a government with a national defense, do you want to put national defense?
What are you going to do? Invade the United States with tanks?
Private enterprise?
Yeah, absolutely, because you know, private enterprise does everything better than the government. What makes you think? Hold on. What makes you think the military is so efficient?
Oh, they're not. They're horrible. But the fact of the matter is, if it's in private enterprise, then they have all the guns, and they look at you and say, "We're not getting paid enough. We're going to."
That's what the government does, dude. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The difference is that with private enterprise, I can choose whether or not I want to do business with those people. And any private enterprise that all of a sudden turns guns on its customers or on its potential customers will all of a sudden be seen by people as what it is, which is not a truly private business that respects other people, but indeed a band of brigands, and they need to be repelled with force. You can't do that with the government because the government has legitimacy. When the government turns guns on people and threatens people, threatens your neighbors and your family, then people give them a pass because they say, oh, well, we're the government. But if all of a sudden Walmart turns guns on somebody, nobody's going to say, oh, well, that's okay when Walmart does it.
So I believe humans need to be governed, but that doesn't mean I think we need what we have called government up to this point. What we've called government up to this point is a monopoly. Monopolies have traditionally provided very poor customer service, and provided very high prices. And that's what we get out of the government. It's the only real monopoly out there because it's a monopoly that enforces other monopolies. Yes, I do believe that free markets will provide whatever the services are better, but it doesn't matter whether you believe what I believe. You should be able to have the government you want. You just shouldn't be able to enforce it upon me. That's tyranny.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in Washington, I believe in Aberdeen, listening to KBKW. Hey, Sarah.
Thank you. I was a Ron Paul supporter. I got involved with the Tea Party in April of 2009. I went to the Capitol, like many people were told to go to the Capitol. And that's where I met the Ron Paul people, and they gave me my first Constitution, which I read. And then in 2012, I went, got picked in my precinct, my county, and went to state for Ron Paul. Of course, he didn't get it. And this time around, I am a Trump supporter. And I wanted to tell you why I don't care for Bernie Sanders, because I know.
All right, stand by. We're going to bring you back here for that. Sarah will explain to us why she is a former Ron Paul supporter, has joined Trump, and is now not a fan of Bernie Sanders. You can also share whatever you want with us here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype usernames, lrn.fm. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, we invite you to become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a way to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. They just aren't heard very often on the national radio waves. We're one of the few shows out there that are doing it, and we're the ones doing it at the largest level. So you can help us for $5 a month with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only Facebook group, and the AMP-only podcasts. You'll get all the details and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you do, so we really appreciate it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Sarah's back in Washington. Sarah says that you have been in the Ron Paul movement previously, but now you're supporting Donald Trump, and you got a few things to say about Bernie Sanders. Go ahead.
Well, first I want to say the reason I like Ron Paul was for him and joined his movement is because he said we cannot afford to be the policemen around the world. He's right on. And he follows the Constitution. Number two, which is the supreme law of the land. The reason I... Two is why I don't like Democrats. They want to take our guns from us. Every Democrat I know wants to take our guns from us. They forget that Kaiser in Germany took the guns, and that is how Adolf Hitler rose to power. So I don't want a Democrat. And also the Benghazi thing that happened, which they lied for 3 weeks, which is 21 days, about that, saying it was a video. For 3 weeks they did that, knowing from day one. Now, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has held up Sweden as a model. Well, you know what? Sweden is a monarchy. They have a king. And when our president, Washington, our first president, ran for 8 years, you know they wanted to make him a king? And he said, no kings and queens in America. Well, I don't want to trade for a socialist dictator. And in my time, the greatest failure of socialism was when that Berlin Wall came down. That is the greatest failure of socialism. It's never worked. And I believe that if Bernie Sanders would get elected, these young people who think that they're going to get free college and some things that they, you know, everything free, and there's you know that nothing's free, and we say freedom is not free. Well, they're going to go to war because every country has to have a army. And right now we have a volunteer army, and I lost a son in this war, and I have a daughter serving as a nurse currently. And you know what? No of our 40, I'm not even going to count Obama, none of our 43 presidents ever had fought for socialism. Not one airman, Marine, serviceman ever fought for socialism. So that means
I don't know what you mean by that. What is that? What does that mean?
Well,
what do you mean socialism when you say socialism?
They fought for socialism. They fought for our ideas that are in the Constitution. And socialism always has a dictator and the government rules. They take your private pension. Look at Argentina went to it. They were second economy to ours way back when, by 2001, over 100 years.
Well, socialism doesn't always have a dictator.
Well,
I mean,
if
you look at the European economies, I mean, you don't have dictators in European countries.
I call them dictators because they make law. They take your private pension. You're not allowed to own private property. It doesn't work. It never has.
You can't own private property in the United States.
Right. You don't have private property in the United States if you pay property taxes.
It's getting bad. There was a time you could.
No, there was always
so.
The United States system is just a slight variation of the European system that was around at the time. I mean, England had a lawmaking body that was not the king. Essentially, what the United States did was create a system where they elected a new king every 4 years. And it's not that much different.
Yes, I know, and we're not supposed to have a king in this country. And we've been having it. Like you brought out, I think, earlier, I've been listening, George, the first one, Herbert Bush, you know.
Herbert Walker, yeah.
Yes, and I think, if I know my history right, it was the first president to have czars was Nixon. He filled out his cabinet, you get 15 members for your cabinet, and then he needed two more, so he hired two czars. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And then Obama before, and George Bush had a lot of czars. But Obama,
yeah, the whole czar thing is pretty creepy. Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. Yeah, very much like the old Russian system, right? Didn't they have czars over there?
Well, yeah. I mean, these are just this is just terminology for basically secretaries. So I don't know. I mean, you don't like the term czar? Fine. I don't like it either.
It's weird.
I guess, you know, arguing about which form of government that we currently have on planet Earth to me is to some extent arguing about which form of cancer is better. To me, they're all corrupt and they're all a mess. They're just the only reason, if you call success is qualified with them because they're failing systems competing with each other.
Let's talk to John. He's in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
you were talking earlier about what people need to do to get control over the establishment. And I think I've got that somewhat figured out. I'm 63. I've been cheated out of just about everything I spent my life working for. And I'm one of those angry people who finally got involved again. I hadn't voted in 20 years, but I will this time. The thing is, the first thing they need is information. And you can't accept what the television news media tells you because it all has a slant on it. Or it's a complete lie to begin with. If you want real news and want to know what's really going on, get your news off the radio like I do. Secondly, this thing isn't going to come down to one election. It's not going to cure it. People have got to stay aroused and pay attention like they are right now all the time. Slowly but surely, by doing this, we're going to be able to get rid of these politicians that vote along the lines of Obama, the Republicans wearing the Democrat hats and all that. We got one right here where I live, a congressman who's voted all along Obama for years. We're getting rid of him. He's not even running for re-election. As soon as they challenged him running for re-election, he retired.
So you're saying people need to get more involved, pay more attention. Of course, historically, people tend to get burned out on the political process.
And don't forget the demographics issue that's going on. You said you were 63, and you said this was going to happen longer than one election. One of the problems is the Republican Party has done an incredibly good job of alienating the Hispanic vote over the last couple of decades. They voted for Bush in 2000, as did the Muslims. At this point, neither one of those parties can you get to vote Republican. The demographic issue is going to really bite the Republicans in the pants in the next 10 to 15 years when, sad to say, sorry, white people are not going to be the majority. At this point, they are not the majority of babies.
You have to realize I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I go by the person like most people should do, and I believe in Trump. He's made some promises that are going to be able to be done, and it's going to make actually turn the corner and get us back on track. Until we have borders and don't have a, you know, just a open for business sign, come anybody in that wants to.
Didn't you just say that one election wasn't going to be enough, and now you're saying one man will be able to get the country back on track? Isn't that a contradictory statement?
I'm saying one man and him pushing and being able to do what he wants to do is going to get us to turn a corner.
You mean, so you think the right track is a total police state then?
We're sitting on the edge of a cliff right now, for God's sake.
Good. I hope it falls over the damn cliff and blows up in a fiery explosion.
Horrible condition.
Symbolically, of course.
I don't even go out.
So you want to have a police state. You want to have a total police state. That's what you think the right track is?
No, of course not.
Well, how do you think Trump's going to Trump's going to create yourself a border?
He's going to put a wall up and he's going to control who's here.
How's he going to get rid of the people who are already here?
That's the thing that people act like is mission impossible. The first thing you do is you cut off the welfare, the food stamps, the free housing.
We have a welfare problem,
not
an immigration problem. Why do you want to build a wall when all you have to do is cut off the welfare? People that get mad that they put out a bowl of cat food in the morning and a bunch of stray cats come and eat the cat food, they're insane.
Just to be clear, you're talking about cutting off all welfare, like ending government welfare, correct?
No, to illegal
Oh, I see. So you still want to have wealth redistribution, socialist wealth redistribution in the United States?
Well, you're always going to have some poor disabled people who simply can't work, you know?
So you think the government's the best way to help people?
Out there in the street in a cardboard box?
No, I propose letting people help people rather than the government doing it. Thanks for the call, John. Toll-free number is 855-450 for you to get rid of all the government welfare, or you're going to have people abusing the system. Period. So people are going to figure
welfare
out.
Along with it.
They're going to figure out ways to abuse that system. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up what you want. 855-450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.